Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. Well, we taking 100 shots a night. So if your kidneys can't handle it, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I only know one person, kidneys, that can handle anything. He can drink straight gasoline. I know, I'm going to give him a shout out again. Andre Willis, that nigga go, he literally go to, what is it, Mike Stowe on Northside. He literally go to Mike Stowe on Northside and pump 93 gas in his motherfucking container and drank it straight. You hear me? He drank it straight. We live, man. We lit. We lit and live. Work with me. We coming. Thank you, everybody, that's tuning in live video. We want to see.
What's up, y'all? What's
it
up?
Do? What it do?
100 proof radio. 100 proof. 100 shots.
100 shots radio. He's still on. You on the 2017 stuff? Let me. I'm gonna click watch and see what happens. I'm trying to see. We just work with me. I know y'all want to see me. Fuck all that. I don't know what the hell wrong with this shit. Anyway, today is a good motherfucking Sunday. Episode 3, Shaki.
Episode 3.
We ain't quitting until we get to 100. By the time we get to 100, I'll be famous and rich and telling all kind of good lies right then. Okay. Okay, I see it. There
well,
you go.
You see it on there?
I see
you
it on there.
You finally got it.
I finally got it. I can see myself in the mirror. Ain't nothing like seeing yourself in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully I have sex in the mirror tonight, but we're going to see. Okay, the lies running. I can't see the chat, but I see myself. Ain't that some shit? I'm a good-looking fella with a big-ass gigantic head. No, I'm a little behind. Let me see.
All right.
Anyway, welcome
to the show. This is episode 3. Episode 3.
Episode 3.
Find us on IG Live. Find us on Facebook Live. 100 Shots Radio.
Yes. And if you don't see us on 100 Shots Radio, add me, Gerald, G.L. Leslie. Send it to somebody. Send it to your auntie. Send it to your G-ma. Send it to whoever. She's going to hear some cussing and shit, but you can send it to them. And you add me on Instagram all day. I'm G.L. If you can't spell, because you got a special ed GED, I understand. All A-L-L day, D-A-Y. I am GL, motherfucker. Because all day, that's what I do. That's what I do.
GL ain't trying to get paid eventually. We got to go to this group page.
Hey, listen.
100 Shots Radio on IG and 100 Shots Radio, the group on Facebook. You can find GL on there, too.
Yeah, you can find
him on there, too.
You can find,
because we got comedy coming. Well, not me. GL got comedy coming.
You the cameraman, though.
So, I don't know about that.
So you quit me on the cameraman?
Nah, man.
You done on the cameraman? Oh,
nah.
You quit on my whole goddamn camera. You've been my cameraman since 2012, and you going to quit on.
Nah, man. I got you.
All right. Hold on.
Top of the morning.
Y'all can find me on IG, Snapchat. You can find me on XNXX. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Pornhub. I can do all kind of videos. I'm talking about all kind. I do any kind of video you want me to do. But anyway, let's get to this shit, man.
Just a heads up. It's supposed to be an hour show. So if y'all see 90 minutes or whatever, how much time y'all think we got left, still just get your calls in, when you feel the need to, but, we ain't, it ain't like we trying to go hour and 30 minutes. So. So don't go by what you see left. Call when you feel it.
I'm trying to go.
Or when you want to talk shit to Jill, because he's going to say something crazy.
Let me tell you something. If I can last an hour and 30 minutes, I'm a bad motherfucker. You hear me? I'm a 3-minute guy myself. I'm trying to tease you and please you at the same time.
If you didn't get the text message or whatever, the call-in number is 319-527-6757. Call in to talk shit with me or Jill. Want to say something you don't agree with? Go ahead and tell us. Want us to argue back with you, probably.
You said call in 527, what it is?
319-527-6757. Call in anytime.
There it is. Call in. Let's get it.
Jill, man, you been good, man?
I've been good. I had a hell of a fucking weekend this weekend.
What happened? What you do?
I got real nasty in my jacuzzi with my lovely lady. You know what I'm saying? I put some new oils in the jacuzzi and it fizzed up and between the crack of her ass, and I jumped in and kissed it and licked it. You know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck I did. So, you know, my mouth smelled like chlorine. And she thought, you just smell like chlorine when I'm talking to you. It smelled like this whatever the fuck I'm drinking. It's great. You ain't even taking it. You ain't even taking no shots today, bro.
Nah, man. I'm just gonna be a little low key. I spent my weekend moving. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck moving. Let me tell you something. You can't find it. Let me tell you something. Moving is one of the worst motherfucking things you can do. Moving sucks. You better hire somebody. What's that shit?
Got to.
Moving is terrible.
Jill, let's go on to this Postman Chronicles. What happened in Postman World this week?
All I can say about the Postman World is this right here. Listen, I'm going to look you, all you niggas and all you women. Niggas and Negroes, I'm going to look y'all dead in y'all face. W-2s is not out yet. Quit coming to me. It's too cold. Let me tell you, about 4 days ago, that goddamn hawk was hawking. Let me tell you, I had a motherfucking crackhead knock on my goddamn window asking me about a W-2, and he ain't even had no job. I'm trying to figure out, motherfucker, who is you even filing with? Who is you filing with? Who is you claiming? I don't understand. So quit. Leave your fucking mailman alone about a motherfucking W-2. Cause we matter of fact, I hope you don't get no money. I ain't rooting for you niggas to get no money. Cause guess what that means? I gotta deliver more packages. So I hope they stall y'all motherfuckers out till it heat up. Cause the fuck, it's colder than a motherfucking polar bear's toenail outside. I promise you it is. So that's all I got for the postman call.
No, that's one thing I don't miss about the post office at all. Them just handling you at that truck. Thinking that you personally holding they check and they can't have it. Like, you go in and look at it like, oh, Miss Johnson, fuck her. Fuck you today. You know what I'm saying? I promise if I had any of your mail, I'm giving it to you. So I ain't got to see you no more.
I don't want to, you know what? And what scared me? That's, you being in the mail truck last year, that's what got you COVID, one.
Yeah, they did give me COVID. Somebody walked up to my truck.
Walked to you and gave you COVID. I had my crackhead.
I know. I had my head down and I looked. He was like, hey.
Hey.
I was like, damn, man. You know, we both wear our masks, but my mask was like off my face because I didn't. I pulled over somewhere thinking I was, you know,
safe.
Yeah, safe. Yeah. He didn't walk up and didn't want shit.
Didn't want nothing.
Didn't want shit.
Probably asked about the W-2.
I don't know. Ain't no telling. Ain't no telling.
Motherfucking W-2. Man. We appreciate all y'all that's tuning in and listening. Hey, I'm going to say it again. Hey, if y'all can just do me that one favor, is like and share. This shit mean more to us than you can ever fucking imagine. Like and share. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Sooner or later, I'm going to get like these begging hoes and start putting my cash up on there. Will you please, you know how that, you know, when it's somebody's birthday, will you please bless my cash out? You know, I'm just going to send you a prayer because I ain't got no blessings for your cash out. But, you know, I'm going to make it happen, though. You know, that's what I'm going to do.
Jill, you ready to get into these topics early this time? I guess it's early.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what's going on Instagram.
Well, the topics we got for y'all this week. First topic, interracial relationships where we just talk top to bottom to, you know, how it is or – you know, whether it's experienced or not, just, you know, what we hear, what you know, what we think goes on in them. Anybody who got experience with them, go ahead and call in and tell you how it is. Tell us how it is.
If you in a relationship, because I ain't never had no...
It don't got to be just black and white,
yeah.
Chinese and
I mean,
amphibian.
I know a few. I'm going to tell you a story back there. Somebody been in a relationship with a dog. I know a person that fucked a dog before. Really. You went to school with him, but I ain't gonna say his name.
You know,
right?
Hold on.
Or was it a goat?
Just for a second, man. Whenever they say somebody says, y'all stop thinking it's me. It's not always me. It's rarely me, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I know somebody. It ain't me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
They ask me, say, were they talking about you?
Yeah, you
no.
You won't be going to show me if you was fucking a dog or a goat.
But still, they just be thinking it's me on anything. I know somebody.
Yeah. It ain't
you. Yeah, I know them too. It'll be me.
Yeah,
you know
yeah, we looking at them laughing. I get it.
Second topic is, does age matter? You know what I'm saying? When it comes to if you dating, you know, it's a double standard, you know what I'm saying, guys to girls.
And we mean it 18 and up.
For yeah, of course. Of course. You know what I'm saying? No R. Kelly stuff. Hell no. And third topic is open relationships. And that's just an umbrella. We'll just talk about what we think, you know, what goes down, if it's cool or
if it's cool.
Or if not, what's the rules?
Yeah.
What's the rules on it?
That's great.
All right, Jill, let's start off. Anybody call anytime about any of them or whatever.
Yeah.
Start off with interracial relationships.
Well, I'm going to say this about it. First of all, I ain't never been in an interracial relationship, but I done fucked some people that's not my race.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I done knocked a goddamn white bitch down. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I said bitch, because I know a lot of people get mad when I had one of my closest friends tell me, why you say bitch all the time? Man, I ain't talking to you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking to you. Like, you, what they always say, a hit dog or holler. But anyway, but I'm talking about to the regular bitches. You know what I'm saying? I done hit a mixed bitch. I done hit a white bitch. Did I hit a Brazilian bitch?
I wasn't there.
But anyway, I have never been in an interracial relationship. But what I have heard is when you're in an interracial relationship, the shit is a little different when you're dating outside of your race. Because there's a lot of shit that go on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I guess you could almost say that I'm in an interracial relationship because my wife is mixed. She is German and black. So sometimes I don't understand, like, when she cook or make, you know, she don't make Kool-Aid. She make country time lemonade with a little bit of sugar in. And I'd be like, well, you put your black side in it and dump more sugar on, you know what I'm saying, interracial relationship. But anyway.
All right, we got somebody want to shoot a shot with us.
Shoot a shot
with us. But my shot callers, what's your name and what's your shot? Shoot your shot. What's up, shot caller?
Is he there? We low?
No, that means should be. I guess they can't see. Can't hear. They not on hold. Speak up.
What's going on?
What's up? We can hear you, shot caller.
We can hear you, shot caller. How you doing?
Getting it in.
You getting it in? You taking a shot with me?
Oh, yeah, I'll take a shot with you.
Take a shot with me. My question to you, have you ever been in an interracial relationship? Have you ever been in one?
Yeah, I've been in one.
How was it? Was it good? Was it bad?
Well, as with all relationships, it was interesting. Sometimes you try yourself not to be one way, and sometimes you catch yourself, you know, moving in a way that some people would call racist or whatever.
Yeah.
You reversed on you.
Yeah. So let me ask you, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, sir.
Was your interracial relationship with a white woman or was it a white woman or was it a Japanese woman? What kind of woman was it?
Well, it was that one particular incident where I was called reverse racism. I was called racist because for some reason something I said or whatever, an action happened. That was the most weird one. But I have dated other nationalities.
What's your favorite nationality to date?
African-American, one I'm married to.
Good answer, brother.
One more for the good guys.
Well, I'm glad you called in, caller. He said he get they.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, it took me a minute to realize you.
I appreciate y'all calling. How you doing, man? Call
right,
back next week. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. So he said that it was reverse racism on him.
Let me tell you something. That nigga, we got another caller. I'm gonna get back to the first one. I'm gonna get back to the first one in one second.
All right, shot caller, shoot your shot.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
What's happening?
What's up, Shaki, man?
What's happening, man?
Yo, everything's lovely, man. You know, calling out of DC to show some love to the show.
All right, appreciate DC in the house.
Yeah,
give the
hand
clap to DC.
No,
so
we need the
youth.
Yeah. So I do want to kind of jump back to an early comment made about somebody going to the mic store. Now, Shaki, I don't know if it's the same mic store that you and I went to back in the day, but if so, that is the longest standing store I have ever heard. Her mom and pop show I've ever heard of.
It is still running. It's still running.
Well, yo, right off Master Lake, that's the same store?
Right off Master Lake, is Huntsville, that... Alabama. You can't miss.
My God almighty.
They still sell hot sandwiches,
man.
Too. And they still sell EBT cards, all that. All
right, Jay, been in an interracial relationship before?
I'd say my current profile on a dating app, I'm starting to lean more so towards asking or, you know, wanting to get more messages from people outside my race. But the thing is...
Go ahead.
I'd say that my dating experience prior, I have never been in a relationship with a white girl. But just like GL said, I have, you know, had intimate experiences with... you know, white women, and I love the way they say cock instead of dick. That's pretty cool. But anyway, but there's some differences. I'm just saying, I'm just pointing out the differences.
What's the difference? What's the difference, my guy?
That was one of the differences. I noticed between them. They say the word a little differently. But anyway, no, but seriously, as a black guy who, you know, been out there and dated a while, you know, couldn't really, you know, cement my feet into something long term, I'm starting to think what's going on with the sisters. You know what I mean? Like, do they know how to love a black man correctly, even though we are supposedly the best match for each other based on our history and, you know, how we came here, et cetera. But I'm starting to question their ability to truly – respect the voice of a black man, especially, you know, if they have some sort of resentment towards a black man. So, you know, a lot of women now in our culture, black women, they stand on the principles of being independent and a boss chick and trying to go out and get the bag. But to me, that means that you carrying the message of I don't need a man, don't want to rely on a man. Whereas I think other races of women – they are for progression of, you know, women going to pursue their education, get a career, but they will never say they don't need a man or, you know, they independent. They like, yo, we want a family. We want to get married. So beyond that, we look at statistics within the black community. Like from what I've been, you know, hearing about recently in the platform in the podcast world, aka this manosphere section of content creators, they throw out the statistic. They say that 1 out of 4 black women in America will get married, and out of that 25%, half of those marriages will end a divorce within the first 5 years. And I believe that those that have not, like 15% between 5 and 10 years, will. So that's a 65% failure rate if you're married to a black woman.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I mean, it's, yeah. So I can say that if you are a black man and you're looking at these statistics, what is the, like, how do you sustain a relationship or look forward to marrying someone when the statistics are stacked against you so high that you may fail.
All right.
So does
all right,
that give us incentive to date
outside
the race? Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Jay.
Go ahead.
We gonna give somebody else a chance to answer. I appreciate you calling in, and
all right.
And, you know, fuck with us next week, or if somebody or back if somebody want to argue with you.
Listen, I want you to hold that thought, Jay. I got a caller
all
on
right.
the line, more on the line. I want them to answer this. I hope a black woman call to defend us, but I know why black women ain't getting married. They ain't sucking enough cock, like you said. But we gonna get to this. You hold that, Jay.
All right.
Suck a dick, stay a
right.
dick, and you won't lose your bitch. You know what I'm talking about? So let's get to it. All right, Jay. Stay on the line. Now. Stay. Listen. Defend yourself.
All right, shot caller. Shoot your shot.
How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
We're doing excellent.
Okay.
You got a response to what Jay said or anything so far?
Oh, I absolutely do.
Oh, we got a lady on the line.
Okay. Yeah, you do. An African-American lady.
An African-American lady. Hopefully she's not a booty crack. All right, let's go.
Your mama. No.
You might do it too.
Yeah, she's like, but no, I'm going to address the whole him saying he don't feel black women know how to love a black man.
Okay.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean a black woman don't know how to love a black man? Because a black woman, it go back to y'all first episode about needing. See, that's the male ego. You want to be needed. You want me to need you. I don't need you. I want you.
Yes, you do.
So I know how to love you because I want to. No, I want you. I don't need you.
Yeah, you do.
No, we don't. I want you. So I want a black man. I got a black man. I don't need that black man. I want that black man. That's the reason I'm with that black man. And I know how to love that black man with my own heart. So because I decide to be independent and go out and quote unquote get the bag, that doesn't mean I don't know how to love my black man at home. That just knows that if something ever happened to that black man, I can still take care of home and help take care of him. What the problem is, a lot of black men, y'all want us to be the damsel in distress all the time. And because we're not the damsel in distress, oh, y'all don't know how to love us right. Oh, y'all don't know how to do this. No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's the chick that you fooling with.
I don't want you to be the damsel in distress. I need you to goddamn, I need your ass to goddamn, I ain't going to say do what I say, but I need you to understand what I'm trying to do is to better us. And most black women, and I'm going to say this, you know what, I'm going to let the calls keep coming because I got some shit I need to say because I got percentages wrote down for y'all. But let's did the other person, my bad, whoever just called or them two people that dropped, call back. My bad, we was in that shit. I like to hear that, but what I was going to say to you, right quick shot caller, that most black women, they have been trained, I'm not going to say all, but most black women have been trained not to learn how to love their black man. Most women have grew up in one woman household. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I feel like. This shit can go back from slavery.
So the question is why? Right. So the question is, why are we raised in one family household? You know, single mother households or even single dad households. Why is it? You said because we don't want to listen?
Because y'all don't want to fucking listen. Y'all care more about you listen to your boss at work more than you listen to your damn husband. That's how most women is. Like you'll listen to that boss or you listen to your husband and tell you something and you're gonna listen to your boss first.
All right, shot caller. Appreciate you calling in. Call back with us next week.
Or in a few hours. Uh-huh. Or long it.
All right, shot caller, go ahead and shoot your shot.
Hello?
What's up, shot caller? Go ahead and shoot your shot.
What's going on, man? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we got
you
now.
We can hear Period.
Okay, okay. What we talking about, interracial relationships?
Yeah.
We talking about black women?
Black women. You heard?
I done dabbled. You know, I've sampled from a few
flavors,
different sources. Yeah, I sampled a few flavors.
All right.
I don't know, man. I think my man said black women don't know how to love a black man. I don't know about that, man. I think it just depends on your particular situation. I think you gotta define what you want in a relationship, because a black woman can be just as, if you like a submissive woman, she can be just as submissive as any other one, as long as you are confident and you know who you are. Because if we don't know who we are, then you can't ask somebody to do something for you and you ain't sure about yourself. But I'm here for our relationship, man. Stacey said I like girls. We like them all different. We like them all different. Whatever floats your boat is cool. But I don't think, I like the shot. But I don't think, you know, that black women don't know how to love black men. It's just that, you know, everybody don't like. Some cats are strong, are afraid of strong black women, if you know what I mean.
Gotcha. All right, I appreciate the call, Shot Caller. Call us back next week.
Oh, yeah, man. I ain't going to wait till next week. I got something else to say on some more of these subjects.
All right. Hey, and the line going to be open.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'll go ahead and speak on it a little bit. Okay. I think it does have to do with, like, there's good ones and bad ones out there with anything.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
anything.
Saying? I done ran into good black women. I ran into bad ones. I've kind of seen that a lot of the good ones be with bums or whatever and mm-hmm. don't let them go. Like, so I know plenty of good black women who do know how to love a man right. You know what I'm saying? They tend to love the wrong one a little too long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, there's some out there for sure, you know, that that really hold that man down. For
okay.
sure. For sure. All right, Shot Caller, shoot your shot.
It's your boy, Low Key Pimpin'.
Low Key, what's up, my guy?
Man, what's going on? It's your boy, Low Key Pimpin', man.
It's the Low Key Pimpin', man. Last time we talked, he went to jail. You out of jail?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm out of jail, man. I'm back in this town of mud, man. I got off my hoes. Hey, man, I done elevated my game to a whole nother level, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Listen here.
I'm going to tell you. Say it again, player.
Y'all ain't paid y'all phone bill.
Y'all phone chopping up.
No, we paid the phone bill. Let me ask you this. Have Low Key ever been in an interracial relationship? Or what you think about an interracial relationship? Tell me, because Keisha said
got bitches all
the black woman
like
running
this,
the world.
Yeah, this is what the problem is right here, man. You know, it ain't that black women don't know how to love a black man. They just don't know how to shut the fuck up. And as the lady said, they want to get the bag. So you get the bag and get the fuck on. You can't be my wife. I'm getting the money. And I share it with you now. Both of us in this house can't be the boss. And
you
that's the problem with the black woman. Say it again?
It can't be two bosses, can it?
Never be two bosses. You got the CEO, then you got the assistant, then you got the supervisor and the shift leader. You know, it's a hierarchy. And I just feel like black women want to wear the pants more so than any other race. And that's true. You can look at the statistics as the man said.
All right, Low Key.
All right,
I got some more.
All right.
Go ahead.
Keep spinning your game, because I'm gonna get everybody statistics after I get off the line with you.
Yeah. Hey, we can be here all night. You know what I'm saying? But it's even with the attitude. You know, a black woman. How many times have you tried to talk to a black woman? Hey, how you doing? And they just look the other way. And, but you go to a club with a white woman. How you doing? They'll buy you drinks and everything just to be social. That just shows how they're not as aggressive. I don't give a shit, man. I'm gonna tell you how it is, man.
Let's hear it.
They just show, you know, they ain't as aggressive. They not combating with their spouses, and they looking to build and not just be the fucking boss.
Hey, we got somebody just telling how they feel, man. I mean, low-key, that's your point of view, and I feel you, my guy.
Okay, low-key. We going to goddamn keep it right.
I didn't want y'all to call up here, man, and say I'm lying. I didn't want y'all to call up and say I'm lying. I'll call, but I got the phone in my hand. I'm ready for y'all. Y'all want to get your shit together, man. You can't wear the pants. You can't wear. I don't give a fuck if you got a degree. As soon as they make over $1,550, they got a damn opinion. We got to cut this bullshit out. Man. When somebody break in the house, I got to get up and put my life on the line. You get your ass in the closet. That's all I got. So I dare somebody call up here, man. That's all the game I'm going to give y'all for the night.
I had to cut low key off, man.
Get out of here, man. Low key was hard. Okay. So before you take any, we got other people. Hold on. Before we take any other call, let's get them the number. Can I give them the numbers?
You give them the numbers.
Let me say something. This is the statistic that I got today. I'm finna run some numbers. I'm gonna do it in less than a minute. Or people who are married, by race, black women, 20% of this in the United States, 20% of black women are married, 4% are separated, 13% are divorced, 48% of black women have never been married. We're going to go to the white woman. White women, 52% of United States of America of white women are married. Only 1% are separated, 7% are divorced, and only 28% has never been married. And it's more white women in this country than it is black women.
Right.
And it's only 20. And I'm gonna run this last number off for black men. 33% of all black. You can look it up too. 33% of all black men, are married. 3% are separated. 12% are divorced, 52% have never been married, and 100% of us don't motherfucking cheat, and we do what we supposed to do as black men. So they need to hear that motherfucking shit. And I forgot one statistic about the black women, and only 77% of y'all suck dick and don't suck it right. That's the number. And 100% of Becky's or white women take it in all three holes and all doors are open and you ain't got to complain. And they got your dinner and your chicken nuggets and whatever you're going to eat, non-flavored food is on the table. That's the numbers. And the numbers ain't lying. I ain't got no reason to lie to you. Look at the numbers. I know why y'all black women ain't getting married like that. I understand. I know.
All right, shot caller. Shoot the shot. This dude's crazy.
Yep.
Gio so, came with the stats on there.
So
what's up?
Open up the line back. Yep. So I appreciate y'all open up the line back up to me, but I would like to rebuttal on a couple topics after my phone call, if that's okay.
Yeah. Hey,
so,
do what you want, man.
I'm from Huntsville. I lived in a neighborhood called Boswell, and I was there in the 90s. And during that time, we had females who females in their prime years. Females in their prime years. Okay, prime years, let's say 18 to 26 is a female's
okay.
prime years.
Okay.
And I want to say prime as in her reproductive value to men. This is the age range where she could carry a baby to term healthily. And after the 26 years, if she waits longer, chances are her reproductive value goes down for men. So what I'm saying is during this time period, black women that I was around in my neighborhood and where I grew up, they preferred the what we call back then roughnecks. Then it turned to thugs. Then it turned to dudes who D-boys and all that stuff during their prime years. Now me, I stayed kind of out of the way of that. I wasn't necessarily active in Boswell, but people knew who I was. As a consequence, women who I grew up around with, even in Oak Park, et cetera, the whole area,
They overlooked a person like me who was willing to go to school on time, turn in my homework, graduate high school, and try to move on to the next level to get a skill set to work a 9-to-5 job. Even then, I was working at Hardee's. You know what I mean? Like, I was still doing what I was supposed to do, but I wasn't selling
drugs. And that's what was taking over at Hardee's no more.
So I say this because what 80% of black men, 80 to 85% of black men are nonviolent. We ain't really trying to go out there and risk our freedom. But the black women, but what turns me away is the fact that during their prime years, they ask for the worst men. And during this time period, people like me are sitting on the shelf, waiting and looking for a great black woman to come to, you know, come in range so we could, you know, get the opportunity to take them out, you know, show them a different side of the hood, basically. But they ain't checking for that, you know. And then whenever they are over the hump and they had one or two kids by these so-called thugs, let me back up this one. Just give me a few seconds to set up my premise, please. So what I'm saying is this. Black women help create the problem of the violent black man because they're asking for the thugs, the roughnecks, et cetera, during their most prime years. So those who are less violent, not violent, will turn to somebody that they're not just to attract a black woman. And we're putting our lives in danger by doing that, turning to the streets to get a black woman.
Awesome. Goddamn pussy.
Exactly. Right. White women, Asian women, during their prime years, they are asking for a more mature man, even if he's older, to lead, who have a skill set, who have a education, some kind of degree, even if he's square. He don't have to tell good jokes or nothing. All he has to do is be able to show that he can provide. So black women put black men in a position where we are able to compete academically, intellectually for them. They put us in a position where we clash against each other violently, and then we turn to these super savages, and the best one win, we get the best woman. But then whenever black women are over the hump, 28 years old and over. So one more point. But 28 years and over, older black women are now saying, yo, I'm looking for somebody who brings stability. But at this point, the black men are wrecked. We got a record. We've been to jail. Like one of your other callers just said, he was just fresh out of jail. We've done all this stuff to ruin our chances to go out and promote ourselves as a skillful person who wants to gain employment. We already have a record at this point, but now they want to jump off that ship. Black women specifically want to jump off that ship, and now they're looking for someone who's mature, stable, got his stuff together, but that's the same dude that you've been ignoring during your prime years. But now that dude who you are looking for.
Jay, 20 seconds, if you don't mind. We got to get you to say something for next week. All right, Jay. Thanks for calling, man. All right, thank you.
All right, man.
They mad than a motherfucking bitch. Y'all bitches, San Guido, you done got me for 2010. I'm going to kill you, bitch.
All right, shot caller. Go ahead and shoot your shot.
Oh, this is just low key again, man. I was calling trying to get that man off the line. We done had enough of him. Somebody hurt that brother dearly. Get you some game from low key, brother. We'll get you back together. That nigga ain't from no Boswell. He said, I'm from Boswell. Boswell Drive.
Okay, you gotta go,
you didn't come out.
Hey, <man. laughs>
Fucking stupid, man. Oh, shit. The phone lines
were
going crazy.
Shot caller, go ahead and shoot
the
shot.
The phone lines
are
going crazy.
What up, man? This Cedric again,
what
man.
What's all the
man
in the house?
Goddamn,
we can't hear.
Hey, what up, man? Hey, all I'm saying to dude is, look, the honey's always been checking for me. I don't know about him. In my prime years, I had several offers on the table. Oh, no. It got to be in your swag a little bit, baby. It got to be in your swag a little bit. You got to. They might not have won because you ain't had a swag sauce drip.
Oh, man. He got beat up in the sandbox in the fifth grade by a black bitch. He got mad.
Look, that's why he's still mad then. I don't know.
He's still mad. You took my lesson in third grade, I'm going to kill you.
All right, thanks for calling. I guess I guess the point is, you know, to sum it up, my guy, you know, just they was trying to say, I guess the swag wasn't high enough to get the girl. You know, swag could be anything. It could be the thug dudes or whatever it may be. But they do check for a certain type at a certain age. You know, maybe we aren't, you know, a certain maturity level at the time when they are, you know what I'm saying, looking for something else.
My last number that I'm going to give you before you move to the topic, Asian women. Asian.
We don't know Asian women, JL. We don't know none. And ain't nothing for the call in.
I'm just...
Why give it that?
I hope I get some Asian pussy.
Asian woman finna call in and defend shit.
She's shy.
We're not talking about Asian women. Move on. All right.
I'm just saying, I want to make.
Oh, man. God damn. All right. All right. Next topic. You silly, man. Shout out to the callers on
man,
that topic,
man. Hey,
man.
I told you, man. I told you what I did.
Hey, man, I'm from Boswell, too, man. They ain't like me neither. They like me neither.
So, I did the best I could. I got a black and white woman. Ow!
Does age matter is the second question.
Does age matter?
Not the R. Kelly shit.
Not
peeing on people. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give you a scenario. Okay. What you're saying is, I get my age out. I'm 36, but I'm really 35. That's another story that I don't want to talk about. Either way, I'm going to ask you, is 10 years, does age matter to Shaqui? That's what I'm going to ask you. I'm going to put you on a hot seat.
How the hell are you going to take over and then just throw back on me? This shit right here, be letting you know. You don't know what's going on right now. That's all right. It's on. I answered the question. Does it matter to me?
Mm-hmm.
Timing is everything. Time, it just depends on when you catch somebody. It was right for you at that time of your life. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, you date somebody older than you, and they could be immature. Date somebody younger than you, mature as hell. You know what I'm saying? It depends on what you want at that time in your life, for real. You know, it's timing. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter to me, you know, as long as it's, you know, legal and all that shit.
Yeah.
It's more about wanting the same thing.
So the age you is now, could you? I ain't gonna tell you any knowledge you want to tell it, but either way, could you date a 21 year old?
Nah, they probably be annoying.
They're
shit they into.
Well, hell, yeah, the motherfuckers
they're annoying as hell. Like some of the, you know, we as old as I am now, hell, I can't dress right. They gonna think I'm lame anyways. You know what I'm saying? I don't wear skinny jeans with my ass out. They like that.
Well, you got money now.
But I'm saying, like, I wouldn't be into nobody that young because they're not I wouldn't be able to entertain them no ways because I'm weird enough as it is.
Well, I ain't weird, but I'm going to say this. I got a thing for old women. I love older women. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you like older women?
Because once they get done sucking my cock, they go fix me some collard greens and cornbread and shit like that and know how to season the shit right. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm at a weird age where, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm 36, but I can hit your auntie or I can hit your daughter. You know what I'm saying? That's that middle age where you go. My thing is I go 10 up, 10 down. What I really want. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
10 up and 10 down. I really. You know, I'm fucking you from 26 to 46, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? We can meet in a happy minute. Now, you 21 and you look like what's the girl now? India? You know, whatever.
Yeah.
She 22. I'm knocking you. Bam! You know what I'm talking about? As long as you got to be a Saturday. So age does matter, but it don't at the same time. If I'm finna fuck you, that, as long as you're 18, let me rephrase. As long as you're 21. Because I ain't trying to fuck no bitch that's 18. Me personally. Because I'm not riding by Lee High School. You just graduated.
So you think it's a double standard? So it's only nasty when we date, when men date young women. But if a older,
a cougar?
if cougars nasty, you know what I'm saying? Because they dating young men.
Well, you know what? Because Madonna.
I guess it's understood that they just want sex, maybe, or do they really want a relationship with a younger guy?
Well, Madonna's 60. Her boyfriend 26.
So is that cool?
See, don't nobody say nothing about that because but they did old R. Kelly. Well, I can't say R. Kelly.
He don't count. We can't talk about him.
Yeah, we can't talk about him. But you know,
was Lisa Bonet. You know who that is? The dude that married Aquaman.
Yeah.
I think they just split.
Yeah,
they was together for a hot minute, and I know he got her by like she got him by 20 years.
Lisa Bonet, old motherfucker.
She in her 50s. It gotta be. I think so.
I wonder how old that motherfucker is. Like
he about 40, and she probably about 50, 55.
What? 15 years? 15 years, that means a motherfucker be 21 my age. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem. You 21 and up, and you know how to, you know what I'm saying? But you want me to tell the truth? It ain't got nothing to do. Long as you ain't taking none of my money and I got to do stupid shit and you sucking and fucking, yes.
All right, so if that's the case, I mean, what's your thoughts on sugar daddies and sugar babies? Because that's a lot of times that's the older man that pay a little money for the young honey.
Well, I agree with it because let me tell you why sugar babies and sugar dads, however you want to put it, is very important. Because when them old men get to a certain age, you don't want him out here fucking with kids. I'd rather for him to pay whatever you looking for.
I guess I'm just saying, like, you don't want him doing no creep shit.
You don't want him doing no creep shit.
Yeah.
But if you
need to get his rocks off, go and pay for it.
If you need to get your rocks off, man, go on and pay for the shit. You 60. And you want to pay for a 25-year-old, and she really sell it to you? Why not buy it? Just don't go taking that shit from no underage motherfucker. But
so why is it gross for the sugar daddy, but the sugar baby know what it's about?
I don't feel like me personally, I don't feel like the shit gross. I don't, because one day, nigga, I'm gonna be old. You know what I'm saying? And I get if I might want to go down and see if I take some of what's that new shit they taking, that honey and that Tesla. You know what I'm saying? You get on that honey. Shout out to all the niggas that taking honey tonight that's trying to get some money. I just understand the shit. Like, so, look, you're going to get 60. Nigga, you're going to want something 20. You're going to – and if you got – now you up in your 401k, I got to give you a little bit of it. What it is? It ain't nothing wrong with Madonna dating that young black man. She got a young mama boy. She wanna, well, her Madonna 60 and goddamn Bob Saget 60. What the fuck they gonna do together? But sitting there and talking about who they gonna leave all the shit to. I get it. So I'm with it. So
what's the sugar baby's price, man? You know, I guess at this point they don't do $40, do they?
$40.
Is $40 still the price?
Well,
my question, how did it get to $40? Do you know?
I don't know who made that price.
But, you know, the funny thing is they'll be on him like, you know, I ain't $40. Well, you know, it's not $40. It's $40 and probably a blunt or something.
Yeah.
So that makes it like 60.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a bottle of Patron. That's another. I don't know how much a bottle of Patron costs, but it's only a physical $40. The rest is the extras.
Listen.
How did it get to $40? That's all I want to
you
know.
You know, that's a good question. All the
who made it $40?
I think $40 started back in that shit.
Because that's what one phone bill would cost back in the 90s.
Well, I wasn't even fucking in the 90s, so I didn't get my first piece of ass to I got married. Now let me quit lying. But anyway, I didn't start spending $40 till today. You know what I'm saying? That's when I started spending $40. $40 is good, and it's funny when you get a good job or a better job. I'm gonna say a good job. You get a better job, and $40 don't mean shit to me no more. So if it was,
right.
I give a bitch $40 now just to be a, you know what I'm saying? I give you $40 just that ain't nothing. I wipe my ass with that.
All right, move on to the next one. Let's get ready to go into this third one. And see if we can get somebody to talk about open relationships and what's the rules, like swingers, you know what I'm saying? My question is, does everything have to be agreed on, or is it private? Do you tell the person?
Well, listen, open relationships is cool if it's open on my end. My bitch shit is closed. Ain't nothing open over there. Not no closet doors, not no refrigerator. Everything is closed. Now, me, that's what you want. You know what I'm saying? You want to open relationship is great if, you know what I'm saying, you got to understand it.
I mean, entanglements and shit?
Yeah, for me.
You can be entangled.
I can be entangled. Tangle me up in all kind of cords. Handcuff me and all that shit. But not my woman.
But the woman can't do nothing.
The woman
that
can't do
fair.
Nothing.
That ain't fair.
Life ain't fair. Like you said, when I have to get out and go warm my car up in the cold, that ain't fair either. You know what you said, right?
Nah. So, let me see.
When
you have to be, I guess my question, my next question is, let's talk for the other people then. Like, what would the rules be for the average person? Like,
first of all,
would it be agreed on? I know you said your point of view or whatever, but do you think it should be agreed on or, you know, private? Could, you know what I'm saying? What if it was private? What if, you know what I'm saying? Would you have to, would you be, all right, I guess this is my question. Would you tell her, you know what I'm saying, so it can be open?
Do I got to?
Like, do you run it, would you run it by her? That's actually what I'm asking. Would you run it by her?
Yeah, but
even if she, because she's going to know, because you know, y'all would have
yeah,
that if that was the conversation.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, look, babe, she got this sexy lingerie that she, you know, she want to try out. I'ma go on over to give her bitch name. I can't think of one.
Natasha,
off the top of my
head.
I'm going
whatever.
Over Natasha house tonight, and that's cool. Now you feel free that you can join in if you want to. I'd rather you not. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to join in, you more than welcome. You could. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Will and Jada, that was the rumor they did that. I know that's old now, old news.
Yeah, that's
it. But, like, I mean, I guess it worked for them for a while, didn't it?
It worked.
Until the young dude caught feelings.
Let me tell you what happened. Did you not see August Alsina sex tape or something like that?
I didn't.
Well, see, what happened was Will caught hold of August Alsina's sex tape and seen what that brother was working with, and he stopped all costs. The man had something that's going to bend you. Put something in that's going to bend you. That's what really happened.
All right, shot caller, shoot your shot.
Oh, hey. Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you.
Okay, cool. This is Lynn. I am a white woman married to a black guy, 7 years now, and we're in a open marriage, per se.
Okay.
I think it comes down to a lot of, you know, communication and rules within each individual couple. There's things that we don't do, we prefer not to do. There's, you know, some things are off limits. Some things, you know, we don't talk about, whatever, you know. But, yeah, I think it's...
You don't care who you fuck? Or do you?
I do. No, I do. Of course I do. You know, like, at the end of the day, that's my husband. You know, it's not any other woman's husband. He doesn't get to do it all the time, of course. You know, he ain't just running the streets and fucking any bitch he wants. But, you know, he's... I think it's just a lot of rules and communication, and I think that it's based on each individual, you know, individual with you and your marriage, and if you find fit, then I think that's, you know, it's cool. Like,
do you get the fuck, though, or not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I don't as much, you know. I think in the lifestyle world, it's the genuine friendship you get out of it. You know, it's not just about sex or getting a blowjob. You know, it's about people that got my back, that are like-minded, that don't care that I'm married to a black guy, that he's just a guy, you know. I think it's, like I said, I think it's just communication and rules, and, you know, each marriage has their own rules, you know. My rules, our rules are going to be different than what you would do, you know.
Yeah,
I know
right.
People, I know couples personally that only the man plays or only the woman plays, or they only play together. They only play in same room together. You know, there's so many different
variables.
You know, variables of it all, you know.
May I ask you one more question? Since you are in a interracial relationship,
yes.
My question.
I don't cook unflavored food.
No,
I heard you say that.
my question to you would be: you married a black man, have you ever been with a white man? I know that's probably a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And what was the difference between the black and the white man? That's a good question. Since we got,
my first marriage was actually to a white man. And
okay.
He was actually the first white guy I'd actually really ever dated. It was a young marriage, you know, kind of stupid, whatever. Should never really even happen. But I've always been attracted to black men. I don't know, explain it. White guys just never, you know, I guess, you know, buttered my toast, if you want to say it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put it, but I've just always, you know, I've always been in, I've just said the whitest shit ever, but I mean, I don't know. I think it's like you said, I think it's just individual, you know. I'm here for love. I'm not here for black or white. I think it's preference on each person, you know.
It's,
you're going to fall in love with you fall in love with.
Tell the truth. It's preference on dick size.
You what?
I said it's the
What'd
preference
you say?
Is the preference is the cock size.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. 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 But
all right, Lynn. Thanks for calling in with your you know, your opinion. So
I liked it. Just call us back
next week. I appreciate you tuning in.
Thank you for listening, man. We got 488
yeah.
listeners this time. All right. Now we're
yeah,
moving on
absolutely.
Up. Thank you.
All right. I think I might know who this is.
Do we?
You got 1 minute.
You got one minute.
All right.
Shot caller, what's going on?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You got
it. All right, about open relationships. So given that, you know, in my age, I'm almost 4 years old. So I'm starting to realize that as I'm dating at this age range, and if more people, I guess, during this modern time aren't necessarily looking for that traditional relationship anymore, that, you know, we grow old together thing. I think that people are a little bit more wanting to explore, even if it's non-sexual, their options to get to meet other people, even if it's non-romantically. So,
disagree with y'all already. If I ain't mean no bitch, if I can't fuck them, I don't even know what we talking for. This needs to be sexual. Wow. I want some sex. I ain't sitting up here talking to your ass and to be your friend. I need to talk to somebody. I call Shaquille, man. You see the game?
All right, Jay. Thanks for calling. We're getting ready to wrap this one up. Thanks for calling, Jay.
All right, man.
He said, no, listen, when I got female friend, let me clarification. But if I'm going to meet somebody new, I don't want to talk to no new bitch about football. I want to talk about getting the draw, GTD, like Martin said on the episode, GTD, got the draw. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you don't need no more motherfucking friend like that. That's just me.
All right, as we get ready to wrap this one up, I definitely appreciate all the callers. Man, I don't mind y'all going back and forth, you know, about whatever y'all want to talk about. We'll try to get everybody in as we can and even let y'all go back and forth a little bit, mm-hmm. as y'all see, you know what I'm saying, within reason or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everybody that called in on the topics, I appreciate y'all. Y'all be back with us next week, next Sunday, 7 p.m. Once again, meet us at 100 Shots Radio IG. 100 Shots Radio Facebook. And Gio, you can tell them yours again.
Yeah, add me if you want to see some funny shit. All day, I'm GL on Instagram. Oh, no, he didn't. 256 on Snapchat. That's where I put the good shit in. And just Gerald GL is me on Facebook. Like, share, and love it.
Y'all go ahead and go to those pages and add yourself, man, because I know personally I'm taking all this off my personal shit in just a minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm posting a couple more times. I'm going straight from the group.
No, I'm goddamn. I'm goddamn. I'm putting my shit up. You can find me anywhere. Look for me. Look for me, goddamn. Look.